Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I want to introduce you to people who are part of the tourism industry and who have, against many odds, made a success of it. Tourism is indeed everybody's business. And one of the everybody's that I've got here with me today in the studio is Ella Mapurisa. Ella, welcome and thank you for your time. I know you're a very busy woman, but thank you for being here.
Hi, Jolene. Thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. I'm glad.
You live in a town that is dominated by tourism. I mean, tourism is everywhere. And it is unfortunately not only in favor of where you come from and what you're doing at the moment, your township tours, but you also have to have a lot of knowledge to actually get into the industry. How did you start this?
I started actually very ignorant, not knowing I need to be trained to be a guide. It was just the passion that was in my heart. And also behind the passion, the drive was to set up a charity organization. But down the line, then I realized I need to be a trained guide, which I thank Alive Guides, which is based in Cape Town, which are the ones that trained me to be the guide I am, which is the best of the guides.
You are the best of the guides. Ella, you said charity. Tell me about that.
Charity came in my mind because I'm one of the people that were rescued by a charity organization. And actually, it was a church. So I grew up in a very poor alcoholic family, neglected as a child, never been loved. And I thought that was all about life. And I never loved myself until one day a minister came and shared Jesus with me. I was converted. I became a born-again Christian, which was a huge light in the tunnel. Then my life turned around. I was a dropout at school, fall pregnant when I was 16. With a baby with no father. So my life was really in a misery. So when they came into my life, the church was involved, was my family. Love on first sight, I always say. And the church helped me to go back to school, which I was supposed to do grade 11 and grade 12. And I was already 24 years.
Whoops. Yeah, that's difficult.
So I was a tiny, you see I'm big now, but I was tiny those days. And I managed to get in high school. One of the principal gave me the opportunity. And she never judged me why I'm not at school at that age. But he listened to my story. And he gave me the opportunity. I was a good behaved student. So I made it to the top 6 in the class. From grade 11 and grade 12. And I got my high school certificate when I was 25 years old. So I'm one of the people who never give up in life, which then after that I pursue job opportunity because I was not able to go to any university or college. Unfortunately, this was coming from the old South Africa where there were not much opportunities for everyone. But I never gave up. I started to work. I came through in Knysna, which is the Western Cape. I started to work as a dishwasher, kitchen assistant, a waiter. And I ended up working in the office because when I was tired of working in the restaurant, because the money was not fair, I was not paid as equally as my colleagues. Although I was putting myself so much, they even complimented me. Then I decided to quit my job. And I work as a domestic worker. That was then the excellency. I worked there and my boss used to call me a house manager. She was trying to make me feel better. And also because I was putting myself, I was loyal, honest, which that's the best I can say to people out there. If you get a job, honor your job and do your best. Even if your boss is not looking at you, work as if he's next to you. And that works very well for me because at the end, I ended up in the office with no qualifications. They trained me in-house, which was the family business. And I work in the office for 4 years and I get very bored. Jolene can see my mouth is very big. I have a big, big mouth. I never stop talking. If you say to me, talk, I'm a part machine. So when I was working in the office, this passion came through that I need to set up a charity because I've seen the need in my community where I live in the Knysna Township. So then how do I start a charity? I've seen a lot of charity coming up in boom, and there were scandals of money and that. Then I decided, you know, I'm going to start a charity where I'm not going to depend on the funders. They can come, but then even if they're not there, I'm still able to continue because I want to leave a legacy behind. Not money for my children, but a legacy for the community. Then I started the township tours, and the tour is called Emzini Township Tour. And the reason it's called Emzini is because we were aiming of giving people the home experience.
So what does Emzini mean again?
Emzini means at home.
Aha.
Yes.
Right.
And I'm talking about we now. I'm changing the language. The we is my business partner. As we all know, the history of South Africa coming from disadvantaged background, and I grew up on the farm, so I did not even have a clue about the city. So thank God that I was wise enough to know that if I want a sustainable business, then I need a strong administration. So I have a crazy partner, which is different. We're talking of color now. I'm black, she's white. So whenever there's trouble, I always tell her, you white, you stand for it. So we started the business. I asked her to be my business partner. And I know a lot of people, when they see a combination of black and white, they think the black is oppressed. Believe me, I'm the boss. Mm-hmm. And I've got a nice, very nice, humble business partner. And we honor each other, and we respect each other, and I don't feel bad black when I'm around here. Actually, I struggle when I come across other people who see me black. Then I'm like, oopsie. Then I have to behave myself because I never felt that. As a result, for an example, I can give you an example. When we go on business trips, we share the rooms. We're not like, okay, you have your room, you have my room. And when we get in most establishments, they like, what is going on? Because they're still like, okay, she's black, she's white, why do they share room? And we do. And we don't have problem about that. We enjoy it very much because when we share the room, then we're able to get the planning for the next day together. Then we go to bed, then we wake up tomorrow, we polish whatever we need to do. So we've been doing the tours now for 15 years. This is our 16th year. Very successful. We survive COVID because we have a strong administration, and we're taking care of the children that are coming from alcoholic drug problems. That's project number one. And we have successful stories of graduates that came through our house in the last 15 years. And at the moment, I have 12 children, and my head is spinning around. And we also do the program for women that want to come out of alcohol, because what I realize with older people, they have to make a choice. So the moment they make a choice, then we step in to help them. And there is a big thing that is happening in South Africa, high divorce. And most of the time, women are left with the children, especially in the disadvantaged communities. There's no follow-up of what the woman can get and all that, because people were not aware of those rights. So we assist them, and mainly we focus making them stable so they can be able to take care of the children. Mm-hmm. Because when the women are in their mindset, in their good state of mind, the children are safe. Mm-hmm. So that's what we do in that program. Also, then we have successful stories, because sometimes we judge people by looking at them doing all these things they do, and you don't know what pushed them behind. Mm-hmm. So I'm privileged to be the little princess in my community where everyone trusts and come and share their deepest stories with me. Then I always pray to God, because I'm a strong believer. I'm not able to do this on my own. So I believe it's my calling. So I do it thoroughly, and I ask the guidance of God. So I'm able to do counseling with them, help them, and most of the time it gets deep into your pocket, which then tourism is my bread and butter. That makes me to be able to go deep in my pocket no matter what. I don't fear tomorrow because I know I am secured.
So you're using, basically, if I could use the word in a positive sense, tourism income to support your community work.
Yes.
And then also to meet people which you introduced to your community work, international visitors.
Yes.
And how do you experience that interaction with them?
I still have a connection actually with my first guest, which that was 15 years ago. So the international guest, our bread and butter, it's how we make our income. And also, when they come to South Africa, sometimes they have two things in mind. One, poverty. Two, criminality. And then when we meet with them, we give them the experience where they're able to see we are like any other country. South Africa is not the only country with crime. It's not the only crime with poverty. By the way, in our communities, your child is my child. So your child cannot go to bed with an empty stomach. We look after our children no matter what. So when the international guest comes, they help us a lot. It's our gold. We treasure them, and thank God we live in the community where everybody have the awareness of tourism. So everybody looks after them. Everybody take care of them. And now and then we do get some negative people, but out of 100, I can say to you, we get 98% of positive people about tourism in our community, as they know what they get out of it.
So, but you worked hard in your community to introduce tourism to them. In other words, there's a tourism culture in your community, and you worked hard at actually establishing that.
Yes.
So how would you say that a young person who wants to get into the industry, where must they start? How must they start? Who must they be?
Okay. I'm open to do mentorship with young people, but then some of them, they don't make it, because if you say you want red, then we make sure we come out with red. Then if you're not able to endure whatever comes with the color red, then that means you're not fit for it. So what I can say to young people is that first you have to know what you want to achieve. Set up your goals, what you want to achieve, then you put your focus on that. On top of everything, pray and trust God to guide you and open doors for you. Finally, hard work pays. You work hard and don't expect more than you give in. If it comes, let it come by grace.
Mm-hmm. Work hard, I mean, that is something that is exhausting. What inspires you? You have to go on, because you just go on.
I'm very crazy. What inspires me, actually, I have to say, is when I look at the achievement, the people that have turned around in their lives with what I've put in to them. And then number two is that I don't know how much days or time I have in this world. So I use it as much as I can, so that when I have to go and report, then I will have at least my file with a report. Because I'm not able to do anything. Somebody is pushing me behind. So most of my guests, they ask me that. They said, you're always smiling. Where do you get your energy? I draw my energy from the source of energy, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. So that keeps me happy, because every time when I look where I used to be, how my life used to be, it's like I'm grateful. I can do anything that I need to do. And physically, then he's the one who strengthened me, and I try by all means to eat and make a good diet for myself so I can be healthy also physically.
Ella, it's always an inspiration to listen to you, and it's always just enriching to be on a tour with you. Thank you very much for who you are and for what you're doing. Have you got plans for the future?
Thank you very much. Yes, I do. At the moment, I'm doing mentoring, but she's not aware I'm mentoring her to wear the big shoes for the safe house. I do have a candidate. I'm sort of looking after her, and she's trying to be an auxiliary social worker, and I'm involved in the whole process of her life. And my next plan for the future is to expand, to go in other places in terms of doing the outreach of in this for the spiritual side and also for this physical side, because there is a huge need in every community. I always come across people who say, I don't know what I can do. I always tell them, look around you, and even you as a listener, as you're listening to this, you don't know what you can do to help other people or to achieve something in your life. Look around you. There's a lot to do, and there is a huge need in our country. Thank you.
That was Ella Mapurisa. Thank you so much. Star, all the best.
Now I'm humble. Thank you.